Chapter 41. December 15th of year 18.
Marchenko, I've got an idea,
Adam says, waking me. Were you unable to sleep? I ask.
It's difficult right now, but never mind. Let me quickly describe my plan. Time is short.
Okay, I reply. Adam hesitates and then says,
for a long time we captured matter with the tantalum net, decelerating this way.
He still seems to be gathering his thoughts.
That is true. Couldn't we reverse the process?
Adam asks.
You mean gaining speed by losing mass? I answer. Yes, in principle.
Let me do a quick calculation.
I've already calculated it. In order to arrive at Proxima B in time before the flare, we would have to eject at least a third of our mass. How realistic is that?
Just a moment, Adam. I'm going to check this. I quickly go through the structure of Messenger, and it does not look good. Not only do we need the engines for the landing, but besides this, there is little remaining that might be considered superfluous. I am sorry, but we cannot get rid of more than 10%. I also don't know how we could dismantle the spaceship so quickly. The fabricators are too slow. Looking worried, Adam nods.
I thought so, he says. But shouldn't there be some kind of solution?
Just a moment, I tell him. I have the feeling he might have something there. He has triggered thoughts in me, whose courses run closer to stored knowledge.
The net, I say,
not fully sure where this thought will lead. It is a fascinating feeling to sense an idea being formed.
Yes?
There are propulsion concepts in which a net plays a role. I am realizing this even as I speak the words, and then I say, like magnetic sails. Adam immediately knows what I am referring to and replies,
that would be perfect. The plasma storm is full of charged particles. We can spread a sail and be pulled by it. The closer we get to the flare, the faster we would become.
That is like windsurfing, I say, and then realize Adam has probably never heard of this sport. I go on to explain. On the oceans of Earth, people stand on boards, spread sails, and have the wind drive them across the water.
Awesome, he says. Is it dangerous?
Not on Earth. If the sail fails, the worst that can happen to you is falling into the water. Adam smiles and nods at this.
What would our sail look like? He asks.
A magnetic sail is usually created by metal threads spreading far out into space, with electricity running through them, I say. The electricity creates the magnetic field that then serves as a sail.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
On paper, yes, it does. Adam grins. I suddenly realize I have used another outdated term and rephrase my reply. That's an old man's way to say yes in theory. However, there have so far been no practical tests conducted for this. Therefore, I have no idea how large the field would have to be to get us safely behind Proxima B in time.
Then we should start our first attempt right away,
Adam says enthusiastically. At least we have one advantage. The closer the flare gets to us, the higher the pressure it exerts on the sail. With the gale at our back, a handkerchief might be sufficient as a sail.
You and all your comparisons to life on Earth. You really must be an old man, Marchenko.